Lecture 26, The Causes of the Peloponnesian War.
Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. The Peloponnesian War of 431 to 404 BC was fought between Athens and its allies in the Delian League and the Peloponnesian League headed by Sparta. It was pretty obvious that the 30 years peace of 445, that's the one that ended the first Peloponnesian War, was never going to last. And it wasn't going to last because neither side really respected its terms. Athens, for example, held on to the island of Aegina like grim death. Moreover, the Athenians added a further long wall called the Middle Wall after the peace was signed. Now, this move would have been pointless and a waste of money unless they saw the peace as ephemeral. So the Spartans continued to feel threatened by Athens as an imperial power, and the Athenians kept on expanding their empire. It's no surprise then that both sides went to war again in 431. This war, which is commonly called the Peloponnesian War, though I suppose technically you could say it's the Second Peloponnesian War, this one lasted until 404, as I said, so almost 30 years. Now, Thucydides gives us two reasons for its outbreak. He gives what he calls the truest explanation. It's a direct translation of the Greek, the truest explanation. And then he gives us what he calls the immediate causes, the immediate causes. In other words, what was the ultimate reason for warfare? What we might call the truest explanation. And then why the war broke out when it did, the immediate causes. So what made war happen? The truest explanation. And why did it happen to break out when it did in 431? The immediate causes. Thucydides tells us that the truest explanation was Athens's growth as an imperial power and Sparta's fear of that growth. For Thucydides then, war was inevitable. And the only question was, when would it break out again? We can ask whether Thucydides was right with his truest explanation, but I happen to think he is. For one thing, we know enough about the aspirations of Athens and of Sparta to recognize that the Greek mainland wasn't big enough for the both of them, or at least not big enough for the both of them as leaders of leagues that were in contest with each other. Also in support of Thucydides' view is that the Athenians continued to build fortifications after the 30 years peace, as I mentioned a moment ago. At some point then, Athens and Sparta would go to war. But the big question was, what year would this be? Well, this gets us to Thucydides' immediate causes for the war. That is, the reason why it broke out when it did in 431. And Thucydides gives us three events. They involve Athens in Corcyra, Potidaea, and Megara. And Athenian involvement in these three places, Corcyra, Potidaea, and Megara, led to conflict with Corinth, Sparta's main ally in the Peloponnesian League, and as a result, Sparta ended up declaring war on Athens. In this lecture, we're going to examine the immediate causes in some detail. But an introductory word before we do. It was important that neither side, neither Athens or Sparta, should be seen as breaking that 30 years peace, specifically those two terms. One that stipulated that neither Athens or Sparta was to interfere with each other's allies, and second, that no allies were allowed to transfer from one league to another. With these factors in mind, we move to the causes of the Peloponnesian War. Because the line I'm going to pitch to you is that Pericles engineered the war while taking care that Athens wasn't seen as breaking the peace. So there was a lot of maneuvering going on behind the scenes to back Sparta into a corner.